It was full dark by the time Dunk emerged. His stomach was full, and his purse was a little lighter. But he felt good as he walked to the stables. Ahead, he heard a horse whicker.
"Easy, lad,"
a boy's voice said. Dunk quickened his step, frowning. He found the stable boy mounted on Thunder and wearing the old man's armor. The hauberk was longer than he was, and he'd had to tilt the helm back on his bald head or else it would have covered his eyes. He looked utterly intent and utterly absurd. Dunk stopped in the stable door and laughed. The boy looked up, flushed, vaulted to the ground.
"My lord, I did not mean..."
"Thief," Dunk said, trying to sound stern. "Take off that armor and be glad Thunder didn't kick you in that fool head. He's a war horse, not a boy's pony." The boy took off the helm and flung it to the straw.
"Well, I could ride him as well as you," he said, "bold as you please."
"Close your mouth. I want none of your insolence. The hauberk, too. Take it off. What did you think you were doing?"
"How can I tell you with my mouth closed?"
The boy squirmed out of the chainmail and let it fall.
"You can open your mouth to answer," said Dunk.
At a lull in the entertainment, the man looked at me and smiled.
"Your face is familiar," he said politely. "Weren't you in the 3rd Division during the war?"
"Why, yes, I was in the 28th Infantry.
I was in the 16th until June 1918. I knew I'd seen you somewhere before." We talked for a moment about some wet, grey little villages in France. Evidently, he lived in this vicinity, for he told me that he'd just bought a hydroplane and was going to try it out in the morning.
"You want to go with me, old sport?"
"Just near the shore, along the Sound."
"What time?"
"Well, any time that suits you best."
It was on the tip of my tongue to ask his name when Jordan looked around and smiled.
"Having a gay time now?" she inquired.
"Much better." I turned again to my new acquaintance. "This is an unusual party for me. I haven't even seen the host. I live over there." I waved my hand at the invisible hedge in the distance. "And this man, Gatsby, sent over his chauffeur with an invitation." For a moment, he looked at me as if he failed to understand. "I'm Gatsby," he said suddenly.
"What?"
I exclaimed.
I beg your pardon. I thought you knew, old sport. I'm afraid I'm not a very good host."
I was always known as a big drinker. In 1988, MTV aired a concert in which Axel introduced me, as usual, as Duff, the King of Beers, McKagan. Soon after this, a production company working on a new animated series called me to ask if they could use the name Duff for a brand of beer in the show. I laughed and said, "Of course, no problem." The whole thing sounded like a low-rent art project or something. I mean, who made cartoons for adults? Little did I know that that show would become The Simpsons, and that within a few years, I would start to see Duff beer glasses and gear everywhere we toured.